great. This weekend I have to go to another family reunion where I'll be sharing a room with my 7-foot-tall bodybuilding cousin Bertha. She's nice enough, but I keep worrying we'll run out of oxygen before morning.
Well, Yael, whenever you have these unreasonable fears...
Unreasonable? What's unreasonable about suffocation?
Hang on and let's work through this. Suppose you actually are stuck in an airtight space with Bertha.
Okay.
Well, the rule of thumb is that if there's enough space to stand and stretch out, you're okay. The average body uses about 1,100 gallons of air overnight, which is the amount enclosed in a room that's about 6x5 and about 6 feet high.
Our hotel room will be bigger than that. But then again, Bertha does do 1,000 nightly push-ups.
Well, a body at rest does use a lot less oxygen than a body in motion. During the day, under normal conditions, you use about 3,300 gallons of air, but when you exercise, you can require up to 20 gallons of air per minute.
So I'm right to be concerned.
Sorry, Yael, but not when you stop to consider that airtight rooms are expensive and hard to come by. Even hospital isolation rooms aren't airtight. Instead, they're set up so the air pressure in them is lower than the air pressure in surrounding rooms, and this is enough to prevent germs from spreading.
So basically, Bertha could do all the push-ups she wanted to, and I still wouldn't run out of air?
Yep. Breathe easy, you'll be fine. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences Program. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.